1 year ago today, the American Medical Association made news when it said that obesity should be considered a disease. Many obesity experts have welcomed the redesignation. They say it will spur more people to get medical attention and treatment. That's important because overweight and obese people commonly contract serious health problems like heart disease and diabetes. But the move has generated skepticism as well. Doubters say that medicalizing obesity could lead too many people to drugs and surgery and away from critical lifestyle changes. Count our next guest among the supporters of the move. Tommy Thompson served 14 years as the governor of Wisconsin and as U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services in the George W. Bush administration. He visits Lansing today in his current role as the independent chair of the Deloitte Center for Healthcare Management and Transformation and will speak inside the Speaker's Library at the State Capitol today at 1 p.m. Governor Thompson, welcome back to Michigan.
Well, it's always an honor to be in Michigan, Mark, and you have a great day. Sorry about the thunderstorms, but in spite of that, it's a beautiful day in Michigan and a beautiful opportunity to get our message out.
Well, we're appreciative of the chance to talk with you. You have supported this redesignation by the AMA. Why?
Well, first off, it's been a year since the American Medical Association has designated obesity as a disease. And the reason is quite simple. Obesity is causing huge problems in chronic illnesses, which make up about 75% of the cost of health care spend in America. And about 70% of the deaths are caused indirectly or directly by chronic illnesses. And one of the biggest reasons is obesity. And the cost of obesity to American taxpayers and to the cost of the healthcare system is about $200 billion. It's about $3 billion in the state of Michigan. So it's a huge dollar cost, it's a huge lifestyle cost, and more importantly, it's causing the medical system and the healthcare system to almost be collapsing because of the costs of healthcare of chronic illnesses. And we have to do something about wellness and prevention, and that's why I'm carrying the message that the American Medical Association has instituted about a year ago.
But what did it change? What did the redesignation change a year ago?
Well, what it really said is that that obesity is a disease, and that means that people can more openly talk about a classification of a disease such as obesity. And it also means that we have a better shot and chance of getting Medicare to cover obesity as a disease and be able to allow doctors to treat for that by prescribing medicines. There's a proposal in Congress with 100 co-sponsors, two of which are from Michigan, one Democrat and one Republican, that are trying to get the Treat and Reduce Obesity Act through Congress. And this would allow Medicare to cover the medicines to treat obesity. And up until now, Medicare cannot treat obesity with the paying reimbursing for medicines. And that causes a huge problem for a doctor because a lot of people, and you've said it, Mark, a lot of people, you know, are critical and say, you know, you can make a lifestyle change. It's your fault that you're fat. And, you know, go out and exercise and don't eat so much. But some people, even if they exercise and eat properly, are still going to have a weight problem. And for those individuals, it's important for doctors to be able to prescribe medicines for them.
Governor Tommy Thompson is our guest here. We're talking about the 1 year anniversary of the American Medical Association redesignating obesity as a disease. Previously, it's been referred to as a major lifestyle problem or words to that effect. What have you seen in the past year, Governor? Did policymakers increasingly take note of this redesignation as you and others had hoped?
There's much more talk about it, and I don't know if it's the designation, the fact of the Affordable Care Act, who some people refer to as the Obamacare Act, or what, but people are becoming much more interested in the healthcare system and indirectly or possibly directly are more interested in their own personal health. And as a result of that, obesity is becoming much more of a subject, much more front and center. And that's allowing doctors, you know, to become much more involved in prescribing medicines, even though they may not be reimbursed. and be able to do surgeries and other type of things that people probably would have frowned upon before this.
Work done at the University of Minnesota that was written up in the New York Times earlier this year indicated that there is a negative impact for some obese people to be diagnosed with the disease. And I'll quote from the article here, quote,
okay.
Suggesting that one's weight is a fixed state, like a long-term disease, made attempts at weight management seem futile and thus undermined the importance that obese individuals placed on health-focused dieting and concern for weight, unquote. Do you fear that if obesity is increasingly considered a disease, that more people are apt not to take adequate measures of their own?
No, I don't. I think it's a combination of a lot of things, Mark. You know, first off, it's education. We have to talk in our schools, as we've got to start at an earlier age than we have before, about wellness and prevention. That's number one. Number two, we got to talk about the problems with being overweight and obese. And it's a growing problem in America, no pun intended. And we have to get more people involved in it. And I know that there are these kind of studies out there, but 100 congressmen have signed on the legislation, Democrats and Republicans, on a bipartisan basis, to be able to pass into law a proposal to treat obesity as a disease. And that is an indication that it's not some faraway study that some people is looking at that thinks that it may be a problem to have obesity be considered a disease. We have to recognize obesity is a disease. And when you look at the cost, $200 billion just on obesity, and 75% of the cost of the whole healthcare system, which is $2.7 trillion, is caused by chronic illnesses, and obesity is really one of the fundamental causes of chronic illnesses, we have to recognize that the whole healthcare system has the potential for collapsing under the strain of expenses if, in fact, we don't start treating these diseases. I can remember back before Part D was passed, and I was responsible for getting that passed, Mark, when I was secretary, and seniors were not being able to get the medicines necessary, and sometimes they went without or went without other things in order to get the money for their medicines. And since we passed Part D, we have been able to see a much better and a healthier senior element because of the medicine under Part D. And we also used to, in America, not allow for the reimbursement of medicines for high blood pressure and heart diseases, and that has been changed. And we would pay for open-heart surgery, but not for the medicines that would prevent open-heart surgery. So it's a complicated subject, but I'm here to say that I really believe that obesity is a disease and we have to treat it as such, and therefore we have to pass the law in order for reimbursement of medicines.
Now, if the designation of obesity as a disease requires a range of medical interventions for treatment, those are
right.
the exact words here from the AMA, the insurance industry must have a position on this. Where does the health insurance industry stand on this redesignation?
Well, you're going to find that it's not unanimous, but most individuals that are looking at the insurance industry recognize that it's a cost saver, that if you treat obesity and reimburse for medical interventions, you're going to save in the long run. And it's just obvious. Obesity is causing $200 billion, and it's growing each year. And if you treat it and you're able to reduce it, you're going to save money for the patient, for the taxpayers, and yes, for the insurance company. So if you look at it in a practical, common sense way, you will find that if you treat it, you're going to be able to save money for all of these elements, the taxpayer, the individual, and the insurance industry, the payers.
Governor Tommy Thompson is our guest here today on Current State. A couple of political questions, if you don't mind. You remember politics, right?
Oh, I certainly do.
Yeah,
it's never far away from me. But thank you for bringing that up, Mark.
Well, Tea Party-backed Republicans continue to win primaries over incumbents. It happened again last week in Virginia. Were reports of the Tea Party's demise premature?
Oh, I think the Tea Party is always going to play an active role. I don't know if you can classify being very conservative and concerned about your government as always being a Tea Party. I think the Tea Party category is very broad, and there's going to be individuals that believe that government spends too much and is too large, and I think they're going to be playing an impact. But I really sincerely think that the Eric Cantor defeat was much more a local issue. Lyndon Johnson said it best, all politics is local. And Eric Cantor did not spend enough time in his district, was all over the country raising money for candidates. And I know full well that whether you're a governor, whether you're a state legislator, or a congressman, or a U.S. senator, if you don't take care of the home people, and if they think that you're not paying attention to them, you got problems.
And
that was the problem Eric Cantor had, not conservative enough was not his problem.
And just time for a brief answer on this, Governor, do you think your party will retake the Senate this year?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any question that we will.
Very good. Governor Tommy Thompson in Lansing today to talk about action on health care across and obesity here in America. Governor Thompson, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Mark. You're a great interviewer. It's my pleasure to be on your program.
Thank you.